you try to do as much advanced planning as you can, but as circumstances start happening, you become more reactive than proactive. And we were faced with several things when the water started coming up. It seemed like it wouldn't stop. We were in a split-level house, and the first floor, the elevation on it is about 19 feet. And so when it started going underwater, it had never happened in prior storms. And we grew a little bit concerned. When we started seeing vehicles go underwater, we became very concerned.
Right.
And eventually, as the water started coming into the what would be the second level of the house at 29 feet, my parents had evacuated, and we called them on the phone, and I said, start praying, because the house sat on the side of a hill, and we said, we've got to get out of it, because so much of the house is underwater now that we could be facing structural shifting and so on and so forth. So we're basically going to have to go stand out and ride out the remainder of the storm rather than taking a chance of the house collapsing on us. And so I was on the phone with my parents praying, and all of a sudden, Dawn said, did you see that? And we looked, the water came up 12 feet in an hour.
Wow.
I still have a hard time fathoming that.
Wow.
And And so when Dawn said, did you see that? I looked on the wall where the water line was, and I started to see it go down. And I was like, there may be hope in this thing.
Yes.
And so with that, the water went out as quickly as it came in. It was like watching water in a bathtub. The winds were still howling and ferocious. But when you see that kind of water, it's like, where do you go to and what do you do?
Right.
And, you know, we watched that water recede, and it went down so far. It probably went down to about the 10 feet level and remained for a while. You know, the problem that we had with the storm that we never experienced before was that so many things had broken loose, other houses, barges, whole casinos, commercial buildings, everything had broken loose, and there was so much debris floating around. And if you were in a tree and you got pinned between a large piece of debris and the tree, you had as big a problem with that as you did drowning. You would probably die a slow, painful death from internal injuries or whatever.